We're going to head out to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Terry Bowden. Good morning, Terry. How are you? Do we have Coach Bowden on the line?
Yes. I'm on.
Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Doing fine. Well, thank you for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon with the Iowa State contest 41-14 setback. After looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, it was too good of a ball game for most of the ball game to have it in like it. We were down 20-14, 6 points midway through the third quarter, dropping down, and we go for it on fourth and three, and we jump off sides, and then it kind of snowballed after that. But, you know, we're playing a very good, a much improved Iowa State team that went into overtime with Iowa the week before. And we at the end of the game, we didn't do what we needed to do to pull off the upset. But, you know, like I say, 3.5 quarters, we're right there at the position to make it happen, and it didn't. But what we got to do now is like a lot of other teams in our conference, we got to take what happened and build from it and go from here.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Bowden and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You talked about it, a close game, 20-14. Early on, what was working for your Zips?
Well, I mean, they were really keyed in to overload the box, to stopping our running game. We had run so well against the team the week before, Arkansas Pine Bluff, and we hit some passes. I think the passing game, we were 11 for 18 on third downs. We threw for just under 300 yards and 2 touchdown passes, and, you know, we were making some big plays in the passing game. So I think when they overloaded inside, we were able to throw the ball very well against them. The problem is down the road, the second half, we had a couple of fumbles and 2 interceptions at the end, 1 at the end of the game. But those turnovers were just, you know, that keeps you from having the kind of ending that you want to have in that game.
And offensively, big playability with Quadarius Smith having the big 45-yard touchdown reception, and obviously Warren Ball with his 11-yard touchdown run. Just talk about the impact of those two players on your offense.
Well, it's nice to see Quadarius make the catch. He's got a lot of speed. He needs to make big plays for us. He's not a big guy, but he's got some explosion, and we need to get some big plays out of some of our sprinters, some guys that run a little bit faster, Quadarius and Anthony Young and Franchon Bickley. We need to get the bigger plays out of them. But hopefully Austin Wolf will be back this week. Our starting wide receiver hasn't played. Austin Wolf hopefully will be back this week. And that'll give us another explosive veteran on that receiving core.
Coming out of the Iowa State game, what were some positives you can pull from and share with your team in preparation for a road game against Troy?
Well, the fact that, you know, with about, 6 minutes left in the third quarter, we're down by 7 points to 6 points, dropping to score in the red zone, right outside the red zone. And that's a positive, you know. Then you can look at the little things, a penalty here, a missed assignment there, and the players can see how that one correction could mean the difference between victory and defeat. And so that's what's positive. When you got that kind of game for that long of time against a much improved Iowa State team, I think you could start to see where you could have possibly changed the outcome or at least have made it come down to the wire.
Looking ahead to this Saturday, you got a road trip to Troy, and obviously it's a familiar territory for you down south, but talk about some of the challenges for this game with heading over to Troy.
Well, I mean, first of all, they're an outstanding football team. They're 2-1. They were a 10-win team last year. I think they beat Ohio in the bowl game. And they're a good football team. And so that's the biggest thing. You're going down to Troy, and you're playing a very good football team. I've coached against Troy 2 or 3 times while I was at Samford or back when I was coaching in Alabama. They've got a very, very good program. We don't hear about them much up here, but be like Middle Tennessee or Troy or a lot of teams down south, we don't hear much about them. They don't hear much about us.
When you've got a program in the conference like Ohio playing an opponent, Troy, last year in a bowl game, how much do you use that game film from the bowl game in preparation for your regular season game the following year?
Well, it was the last game of the season, so if they have a lot of people coming back, we can look at that for personnel. But, you know, again, I have a lot of background in that area, and I know the team. But I think when our players see, you know, we lost 10-9 to Ohio in our last game with a wide receiver playing quarterback. And so, you know, we see the similarities. So, yeah, we'll use that best we can.
And again, for you, with having opportunity, you know, obviously it was a different Sun Belt opponent recently heading down and playing Louisiana and getting a victory on the road. You know, talk about some of the things your program has learned from recent trips on the road coming away with victories.
Well, I mean, these teams are like us. I mean, there's that we're in that we fall into that category of mid-majors, and we got good football players. But we go out there, we know we do. We really just need to take care of ourselves, play our game. We're not having to go down there and pull an upset from a team that's in the Big 12 or SEC. We got to go out there and play our football game. And if we do that, we'll be in a position, again, to have a chance to win this game.
Defensively, talk about, you know, Ulysses Gilbert, again, 12 tackles in the game against Iowa State. Jamal Davis, a career-high 6 tackles. Just talk about some of the impact those two players are making on your defense.
Well, you know, football players win games, and great players make great players. And Jamal Davis, of course, Ulysses Gilbert, both have a lot of athletic ability, and they can run very fast. And they get around the ball. I like to see athletic people out there. So you want to get your best 11 people on the field. I think Jamal Davis, now he's learning our system, is another one of those guys.
Well, Terry, we'll let you get back to preparation for Troy. I want to again say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning. For Terry Bowden and his Akron Zips coming off the 41-14.